What up, everybody? This your boy Theo Pinson here with another episode of Running Race with my boy AJ Richardson, who is not here today, but we got my guy Justin Jackson. Appreciate you coming on again, brother. Hey, listen, we got to address the elephant in the room. I understand. We lost the AC championship to NC Stank. I get it. Shout out to NC Stank. Y'all proved me wrong. Hey, listen. Y'all played better than us that night. Point blank, period. From the start of the game, I said, oh shit, we in trouble. We not playing well. They're playing with the utmost I felt like they made damn near every shot to start the game. And we just didn't have much flow. The flow just wasn't there for us. Big time win for that program. Big time win for that program and Kevin Keats. To go from on the block of getting fired 5 games in 5 days and winning that. First of all, that's some bullshit. We can't let a team play 5 games in 5 days and beat us. That's insane. So it was an impressive win. Made the tournament, helped the ACC out, but that's a tough loss for us.
Hey, look, I will give, as hard as it is, I will give them credit. We always had the double bye in the ACC tournament, mm-hmm. and winning 3 games in 3 days was hard enough. Mm-hmm. So to think that they went 5 games in 5 days and beat a 1 seed in the tournament now is actually really impressive. So shout out to y'all. I still stand 10 toes down that they're still little bro.
10 toes. 10 toes.
I can't back off of that, but got to give credit where credit is due. Like you said, Keats goes from almost fired to 500K richer and an extension.
It's elite.
That's
elite.
Congrats to him and his family, man. For sure. That's big time.
That's big time. I mean, my thing is, it's been 35 plus years since they won it. Bro.
It's a long time.
That's a long fucking time.
Long time.
I'm like, damn. I mean... Listen, I get it. I knew as soon as it happened, I was going to get cooked. And I got cooked. But hey, listen, if you dish it out, you got to be able to take it. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, y'all still a little bro. At the end of the day, good win for y'all. Y'all needed it. Big program boost for y'all. And we still going to whoop y'all ass next year too. So it ain't going to make no difference to us. But shout out to NC Stank. Y'all deserve it. Y'all played better than us that night. But at the end of the day, my biggest thing is we never won a national championship and we won an ACC tournament. Granted, we want to win championships. That's what we're about. We're not okay with losing. Mm-hmm. We've never been okay with losing, especially in the chip. But I think it's a good wake-up call for the team to go into the tournament. And I feel good about it. I feel like they built some good momentum in the ACC tournament, but also got humbled a little bit, but like have some, got themselves on their toes going into like, hey, listen, we can get beat any night and we got to come out and play. Justin, what is your take on this UNC's team, coming off the ACC tournament loss, playing pretty well the first 2 games, but coming up short in the ACC tournament, going into the tournament?
I mean, I still think that they've got all the pieces and everything that they need to make a long run. I've said it kind of all year, though, is like once tournament play starts, other people have to step up. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of the issue that you saw in that NC State game was RJ was trying to do everything he could offensively to carry the load. Mondo played pretty well kind of the whole ACC tournament other than baby Zeebo out there giving him some work.
Yes.
But there was really nobody else that really stepped up.
Yeah.
Harrison didn't do a lot. Cormack didn't do a lot. Elliot, you could tell he's still just trying to figure it out at times. So that's kind of my thing is there going to be somebody, one or two guys have to step up come tournament time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, with where college basketball is outside of UConn, I think that there's an open field. For a team to make a long run, and I think this team has all the pieces for it.
For sure. I think the biggest thing for me, and do you remember when we lost our junior year to Duke in the tournament?
Of course I do.
The next day? No. Did we leave that night or did we left the next day?
We left the next day.
Do you remember what we did when we got back?
What did we do, bro?
There was a state championship at the arena. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't do anything on the court, clearly.
Yep.
And we watched the whole game.
The whole game.
Coach made us watch the whole game.
I do remember that now. And we really, we didn't watch a crazy amount of film in college.
No.
When you really look back to it, but we watched the entire.
That's because if we won, we didn't really watch. We would watch it, but we didn't really watch it. Bro, when we lost, that's why, listen, we never wanted to lose because we didn't know know the repercussions of it. But I remember us watching that whole Duke game and we was like, oh shit, bro. Oh my God. And the thing about film that is funny, when you play and you're on the court, you know every time.
Oh, every time something's
that
coming.
You did something and then coach is gonna say something about it. And then for you, you played the whole game. So there was always gonna be you. You had to stay attentive the whole time. That shit, bro. It's tough, bro.
Yeah.
But I think what you said is very important in tournament time. It's a different beast.
Yeah.
And someone, just like in the playoffs in the NBA, but it's only one game in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to have to be a game that RJ has to be great, and mm-hmm. you're going to have to go win it, right?
Sure.
But there's also going to have to be a game. It's going to be an unsung hero that you don't think about. Like, we wouldn't have won if he didn't have that game.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the year they made it to the national championship, I watched this clip the other day. Dontrez played big-time minutes in the Baylor game for them to beat mm-hmm. Baylor, the number one seed that year. They had, like, foul trouble and all types of stuff, so he played huge. I know, personally, in our run, I remember me and Joel were awful in South Carolina. We were terrible, and we ended up finding a way to win. You were hooping. Kennedy was hooping. Nate, Tony, and then they might as well call Memphis Luke Nation. Luke carried us in Memphis.
Think about it. The only reason we made it to the Final Four was because of Luke. Everybody thinks about just the shot.
Yeah.
But he averaged like 16 and 10 those two games.
He was the player of the region.
Yes.
Like he...
And he hadn't played more than like 10 minutes a game all season.
Bro, it got to the point where like they stopped playing Zay.
Yes.
It was like, Zay, listen, Luke hooping.
He's balling. We have to play him.
He had to play. And my thing is, it's like in tournament time, you have to have those moments. It's going to be somebody that you're not expecting, but also you need your big time, the players to play big time. And I think we definitely can make a run to the Final Four. And the Final Four is to throw the ball up, go get it. Mm-hmm. But it's in Phoenix. Hey, listen. Last time we was in Phoenix, I had that Henny at the end of the night. It was up.
Can you believe that was 7 years ago, bro?
We old as hell. But, hey, listen, man. Since we already talking about the tournament talk, let's go ahead and get right into it. Justin, who is in your Final Four?
Final Four. So on one side, which I think is kind of jacked up that UConn, North Carolina runs into UConn in the Final Four, if that's how it matches up.
Yeah. But we're the fourth one seed, though.
That's valid. That's valid. So I've got UConn, UNC. Then on the other side, this is a wild other two. Texas A&M and Utah State.
Okay. So how many shots did you have before you made
this? Bro, you really want to know why it breaks down?
I gotta hear this.
Don't believe in Purdue.
Understood.
So they're one seed on one of the one of them. I don't necessarily believe in Houston in tournament time. I just don't. After seeing them get blown out by Iowa State.
Got blitzed.
Absolutely blitzed and scored 40 points in a college game.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, as I watch it, to be honest, some of these teams I don't really know a lot. Mm-hmm. I've seen Texas A&M I've seen Texas A&M play a decent amount. I low-key really rock with Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
I rock with him. And they have athletes galore over there.
Yeah.
So I'm going with them.
And they got two guards that go get it.
They go get it.
Yeah. Okay.
Utah State. Shout out to my boy T. Hall.
Yeah.
Danny Sprinkles.
Yep.
Utah State.
Big Sprinks.
Come on. He okay. out here really coaching this team.
Okay. Okay.
So that's why.
Okay.
Don't call me a prophet whenever it happens.
All right. I'm going to tell you what's not happening. That. Okay, so I agree with you in UConn, North Carolina. I have Houston. I'll tell you why after. And I have, Tennessee. I got Purdue playing Tennessee in the Elite Eight because I think their road is pretty easy, which is crazy. Like, I think their mental state, they're like, God, we can't have y'all losing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They've already lost to a 15 and a 16. So
that is true. You got
to. Shit, we don't know. You try to give them as easy a role you can, and they still fuck it up. But the reason I say Houston will make it, it's hard to beat teams in your conference that you play multiple times because they know you better than anybody else knows you.
True.
Like, I would hate to play an ACC team in the tournament because that team knows you. Mm-hmm. They're comfortable playing you because they're like, oh, we know what we need to do to have a chance. I don't think any team really knows how hard it is to play Houston.
That is true.
You see what I'm saying? Like Iowa State, they're not, like we played them.
Yeah, yeah.
We know what it feels like and how you have to have a certain type of intensity to play Houston. And it's a different level. And so, I think they're going to be okay. I think they're going to get to the four. And I think Tennessee's tough enough. Hey, listen, Dalton Kennett is an issue. The fact that he's not my top 10, at least. He's top five. I don't give a fuck.
He's a problem.
He is nice, bro.
Problem,
he's
bro.
Nice.
I don't care how old he is. I don't care if he's a grad transfer or whatever.
He is nice,
he is
bro.
Cold, bro.
So I'm a believer in him. I think he can take his team to the next level and get them to the four. Of course, I got UNC winning all. We beat UConn. We played them.
Respect.
We get our get back.
Come on now.
And then the Houston, Tennessee. I think Houston's a little bit better. And then we beat Houston. Of course, lights too bright. We've been there. So we'll win that game. But like I said, you said it. We gotta have guys step up. We gotta have guys not be afraid of that moment. Cause that moment gets bigger and bigger every single game. That pressure gets when them lights on,
bro.
Them lights are on, my boy.
Or think about this. Cause I was just thinking about this. We were talking about Luke and how it was that Memphis region was like that was his coming out party. And Zay mm-hmm. was kind of the guy who got less minutes because of it. Think about who really hit the biggest shot in the national championship game.
Isaiah Hicks. Bro, that an unbelievable play.
Do you
bro.
Know how hard
play
it
the
is?
Clip hung. He hung in the air, palmed the ball, blocked it off, and like double clutched it and made. I'm like, what the?
So it's like, it's those moments, bro.
No.
Like the moments can't be too big for
Kennedy,
the players.
We can't go around. Kennedy against Oregon.
Oregon.
Hooped.
Balling.
You was cooking that game too, but with fish grease. But Kennedy, what do you have, like 23 and
15?
15 or something like that?
Hey, look, Kennedy's jersey should be up there in the rafters, bro.
100%. Shout out Big Meeker.
Shout out Big Meeks, bro.
He unbelievable run. Unbelievable career at UNC. But yeah, man, like you got to have those moments. You got to have other guys step up and help you get to that get to the top. And we got the team to do it. We got the personnel to do it. And it just got to come together. And you got to get lucky. We were supposed to lose to Arkansas.
100%.
I am not afraid to say it. We were supposed to lose that damn game.
100%.
Locked in, though.
Come on, now.
We locked in that last 359.
Winners win, man.
Winners win. And we weren't afraid of that moment. Shout out to Prize Picks, our presenting partner, the Daily Fantasy Sports Game. Listen, Prize Picks is really easy to play. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds. And you don't play against anyone else. You just play against the projections. You either pick more or less. PrizePicks is blessing y'all even more. Now, with 4 correct entries, you can make 100 times your money instead of 25 times your money. Download the app today and use code RACE for a first deposit match up to $100. This week, I'm picking Steph for the over, and I'm picking under for Nikola Jokic on rebounds. All right, Jax. You know, tournament time, there's always a Cinderella team. There's a team that everyone's talking about, and they just come out of nowhere and you don't expect it. My team for me, and I think his son plays on that team, Eddie House, New Mexico State. No, not New Mexico State, New Mexico. I just heard about him, to be completely honest. But I did hear someone say they can make a run. They play Clemson first. Clemson's okay. Are they great?
No.
But I feel like they can make a run. You get out that game, sky's the limit. You're feeling good. You never know what happens. And you can just make a run.
Okay.
Clearly yours is Utah State. That's a bold one.
Bro. So, no, don't project and come over to my side of the bracket. And you're going, because you're going to take New Mexico as your Cinderella team.
That's true. That's a lower seed, dude.
I mean, I'm, he tries to call me out. New Mexico? Have you seen a single clip of New Mexico?
Yeah. I saw a highlight.
Oh, okay.
They look good to me. Shooting.
Hey, for all those listening, just know who really watches college basketball and who doesn't. All right. We're going to see as this tournament.
I told you about Marquette continues. A long time ago and down there at 3 seed. And the team you was talking about was who? Texas? What are they? 8?
Guess what's going to happen?
7?
Guess what's going to happen?
What?
Texas is going to make it further than Marquette.
How much you want to put on that?
Whatever.
100.
You name a price.
100. Y'all saw it here first.
Say less.
Hey, listen. I like that bet. You're not even confident.
You're trying to convince yourself right now that you really like that.
I'm not trying to convince shit.
You're trying to convince yourself.
I'm not trying to convince nothing.
I respect it, though.
I believe.
Hey, I respect it, though.
Shaka. Hey, listen. Shaka going to have them boys ready.
That's cool.
I'll tell you that right now. All right. Jax, another thing we need to talk about, and this needs to be addressed right now. Anthony Edwards is an alien. I know we jumped straight to NBA. We in the NBA realm right now. Anthony Edwards is an alien. What he did, he baptized John Collins. Played a clip, Hong. What the hell? He had ill intentions that whole time. Then he dislocated his damn finger. You were around him, bruh.
People don't understand, bro. People truly don't understand the amount of game that guy has, bro.
And he's just out there having fun. Can he turn it on and off?
100%.
That's a different level of greatness.
No, it's he was the first. He was not the first, because we've been around a lot of really great players.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as his age and how young he is, he's only been in the league for what? This is
fourth year.
He already signed his extension?
Yeah.
Okay, so fourth year. And he's one of the first that I've walked in, and it's like immediately you like feel the greatness that he has in him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like you see him go into a game and he does some things and you're like, come 5 years from now, when all of that is like fully polished.
How old is he now? What? He's 20. Bro, he's not even scratching his prime.
I mean, think about it. 5 years from now, he's 28. He's
28, yeah.
He's our age.
I'm in my prime. He's 22.
Somebody said, bro, he's got too much game. And I was like, it's real, bro.
Let me ask the people. I want to ask the people, and I want to have some feedback on this. Face of the league, young player edition. Right now, face of the league, until Bron leaves, he's the face.
Yeah.
But it's I don't know how much longer Jokic do it.
Yeah.
How old is Jokic?
He's only like 28, 29.
Yeah. He's dominating, so it's tough.
It's also a matter of who wants to be the face of the league.
Yeah. That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
So, JT, Luka, Ant. Who's the future? Who's the future face of the league out of those three?
I mean, it's really tough, bro.
I'm not saying choose. I'm just, because I don't know.
Because I think as far as the face, as far as like who like really takes hold of that, I think JT.
Yeah.
I don't know if Luka necessarily wants and has enough like, oh yeah, I want to be this way. Yeah, yeah. And Ant is so young and he just wants to hoop. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have like, there's no like, oh yeah, I'm trying to be like Bron and be like the, you know what I'm saying?
I would say this. I think JT is right there just because of the fact that been to the finals. It's always an issue. Like, whoever we're watching last every year, that's going to be damn near the face of the league. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was Bron in the Eastern, at least the Eastern Conference Finals? Like no, he was in the finals for how many years straight?
It's like 8 or 9 straight years.
Bro. That's sick work.
That's crazy. That's insane.
What the f- What are we talking about, bro?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Anthony Edwards, you're up, bro. You're on your way. 22 years old.
22 years old.
And it looks easy.
On both ends, bro. That's what I love about it.
Dog, I saw the clip of him guarding Paul George and plucked him and went down his. What the fuck?
That shit
makes no sense.
You're not talking about bums.
That shit makes no sense. And I'm going to tell you this. Hey, listen, this MVP race, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough because Luka hooping.
Mm-hmm.
Hooping.
Mm-hmm.
He got to get his respect.
Yeah.
Shea balling. And they number one in the West right now? Okay. Denver's up there now.
That whole, what's that division call again?
Pacific.
No, it's not Pacific.
Psych.
No, Pacific is the cap.
They're all the same. It's like Minnesota, OKC, Nuggets are all like within half a game of each other.
Got you.
And they're running the West.
Yeah. Jokic. In my opinion, MVP race goes, and from what I'm seeing and what I've heard, everyone's killing JT. I don't understand why, like because they're the number one team, like. There's a difference between you have to do everything and you really don't have to. Like, he's still, what, averaging 25, 28?
Yeah, I think it's like 28.
He's averaging 28 on a team that you have KP, Drew Holiday, Jaylen Brown, Derek White, who was balling.
Balling.
Like, you got all these guys and you're still averaging 28.
You're still leading that
team. And you're the best team in NBA.
Yeah.
Why is he not still in the MVP conversation? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's that's weird to me, but I think it is going to end up coming down to Luka, Shea, and Jokic. That's going to be a tough one.
I agree.
I don't know.
Me personally, I've got a... I didn't realize Luka was averaging almost 35 points a game. I didn't realize that.
He's going bananas right now.
He's going absolutely ham. Yeah. But with what SGA is doing in OKC, and obviously no disrespect to that team, but with how young that team is and like the pieces that they have at that on that team, I mean, he's basically backpacking that team and leading that team to tie it at first in the West, bro. Yeah. That's for me, that's a most valuable player in my eyes. But like you said, Luka's balling.
Yeah. I think LD, and like I said, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some meaningful games coming up because everyone's in this race.
Yeah.
It's going to be a national televised game. It's going to take, I think, about two national televised games, and he's going to go berserk, get a triple-double, something crazy, 50-point, 40-point triple-double, something, and that's going to take him over top. I just don't think Shea's on TV enough.
I could see that.
I think that's the biggest issue. Not on TV enough to boost him over top, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Is he worthy of 100%?
Yeah.
But like, I think Luke is going to have those games where it's going to take him to where to take him over top.
Mm-hmm.
Either him or Jokic. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I guess what's the criteria of MVP? Because Luke is always going to put up better numbers than SGA.
Yeah.
Even as crazy as SGA is going.
Mm-hmm.
So then what's the next like, okay, this really makes him the MVP.
Okay, so that's a great question, because at the end of the day, if you take everybody off their team, let's talk about all the MVP candidates I said right there. JT, Luka, Shea, and Jokic. You take Jokic off, they're okay. They're not terrible, they're okay.
Yeah.
You take JT off, still a good team. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You take Luka off, still got Kyrie. You're going to be okay. Yeah. You can win some games and Kai can do his thing. You take Shea off of OKC. I don't know.
I mean, shout out to some of the young guys. Chet, Jalen Williams. We've talked about him a lot, how we like his game. I'm telling you right now, they're not.
They're not top four in the West.
No way.
Is it the better thing is if you swap them on each other's teams?
You can't really do that. You can't really swap, though, because you put Luka on any team.
It's just
team.
A different dynamic of team.
Yeah.
But that's the point. Could Luka do what Shea's doing with that team? I think he could. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Could Jokic do what he's doing? We're talking about scenarios if you take them off the team. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the biggest argument. Like, if you take them off the team,
mm-hmm.
like, I think that's why Jokic won it that year when they were like the 8-7 seed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you took Jokic off that team.
Jamal was out that
Jamal
year.
Jamal was
right?
out that year. If you took him off that team
yeah.
and the numbers he put up.
They're in the lottery.
Insane.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, if that's the criteria, and that's what kind of has to be ironed out. What is the...
Yeah, what are we really looking for in an MVP?
What is the MVP looking... What are you looking at?
Because mm-hmm.
that's the criteria. Shea's the MVP.
Yeah. He has to be.
Shea's the MVP.
And it's not even like, oh, Shea Luka didn't do enough or...
No.
Jokic didn't do enough. No, you put up better numbers than SGA. But when you look at the team and where he's taken that team...
Yeah. And that's the hardest thing is like... If you look at Luka, JT, and Jokic's situation, like, so why do I'm putting up better, maybe better, really good numbers, but I got a better team, so I'm getting penalized for that?
Which is tough.
And that's the hard decision and a fishy situation. Like, you just don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. And like, everybody has entitled to their own opinion. You know what I'm saying? So it's a great debate, bro. It's a great debate.
You can't go wrong either way either.
Who you got?
No, so my thought is the first person that wins MVP out of Shea, Luka, JT, at the next face of the league?
That's a good question.
You have to put Shea in that conversation. But Shea does all the fashion stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't mind being the face of the league. The problem is, though, like you said, OKC doesn't play enough for him to be the face of the league.
LeBron was the face of the league in Cleveland.
And he was on TV all the time.
Yeah, they'd get back on TV. Because you remember OKC used to be on TV all the time. Back in the KD days.
You're talking about with KD, Russ,
yeah,
James
KD,
Harden,
Russ yeah, yeah.
all those guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But they had Russ and PG and they was on TV all the time. Don't do that shit.
Russ and Paul George.
Come on, it's brewing.
Okay,
so I bet you they're on TV a lot more next year.
Give it a few years and they'll be on TV.
That's a great question. Yeah, Shape. Hey. I just think it's tough because, bro, it's tough. And I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
100%. I'm going to tell you this right now. Well, there's some shit to fuck him up. But Zion balling.
That's not.
We don't got to talk about it, but Zion hooping.
He is hooping now.
He is hooping.
Respect. I saw something, and it might be false. I saw something that said that he's like lost like 25 pounds since.
Really?
Since like all, or since the start of the year, I mean, or something
he,
like that.
He been playing. I'm my fault. Yeah. I mean, he's been playing. He I don't even know playing. Why I apologize. I say this shit all the time. But hey, listen, that goes into my next question. Outside of the top four of the playoffs, who is the team that you can see to make the deepest run? In each conference. One in each conference. Yeah.
I gotta, bro, I have to stick with Phoenix, bro. I have to stick with Phoenix. I know they've looked up and down. They've had injuries and things like that. But when you have three guys that have the scoring ability that those guys have,
mm-hmm.
it goes back to Brooklyn, bro. It goes back to how Brooklyn was set up.
Yeah.
You double one guy and they kick it to Brad Beal.
Mm-hmm.
You run him off the line. Now you have to help off of, heck, at this point, KD.
Mm-hmm.
How are you guarding that?
Yeah.
You can't.
It's definitely tough. That's tough. Because at the end of the day, it's like how we talked about, you got to have somebody step up and somebody needs to have a game. You got three guys that can take over a game.
And then Grayson's shooting 47% from three.
And Grayson's balling.
I mean, who are you helping off
of? Grayson's balling, bro. I like Phoenix. We'll both start with the West first. You got Phoenix, I got Dallas. I know it's, everyone's going to say bias, blah, blah. Hey, listen, I've seen this shit firsthand. First of all, LD in the playoffs, bro, he can control. He has that LeBron factor in him.
Mm-hmm.
In the aspect, he can control this whole shit, bro. He can control the pace. He can control how everything goes. He can go shot for shot. He can go bucket for bucket if he needs to. And then you got Kyrie Irving. Oh, my God. Did you see the game where he hit against Denver? Are you serious? What sick human being does some shit like that?
And winning.
I turned
time.
The TV off because I was mad as fuck. You sick motherfucker. Ah, oh shit. What? What the hell are you doing? And then going through this shit.
Yeah.
Come on, Kai. And I know you're watching this shit. You know I would have just been looking at you like, you sick as hell. You sick in the head. Denver, you should be ashamed. Denver not even mad. Mm. They like, we just lost off that. I'm just appreciative to be a part of.
He shot a lefty runner past the free throw line.
Behind the free throw line.
On Jokic. Jokic was chasing him.
On the move, Justin, he's moving left.
He's moving.
I tried moving it target. The next day.
That joint was 4 feet wide.
Left. Shit was some bullshit, bro. Hey, this delivery shit, what the hell? But, hey, listen.
So, well.
Huh?
No, I'd have to back up and say we were on the Clippers heavy early on.
No, we said bottom four.
But they're, I thought you said after the top four.
Clippers in the top four.
Are they in the top four?
I'll double check. Pretty sure they're on the top four.
Are they really?
They're four.
They're four.
Good. They're falling. They're falling, but they're four.
You don't ever give up on Bron.
I'm not giving up on Bron. I think I gave up. Hey, listen, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. Like I said, Luka and Kyrie is a very, very dynamic duo. Mm-hmm. Like, it is a scary duo. And I'm telling you right now, there is nobody that wants to play them motherfuckers. There's nobody that wants to play Phoenix healthy, and there's nobody want to play Dallas. Nobody. I bet you the top two teams, the Denver or OKC or Minnesota, they would not want either of those teams to be in that 7-8 game, and then they got to get them first round. Healthy?
Who would you rather play, round? Minnesota or Dallas?
Who would I rather play?
Like, who do you think could make a longer run? For the
Minnesota
run?
Or Dallas?
Because what if it is Minnesota-Dallas out of the play-in game?
Oh, I think Dallas wins.
Dallas.
I think Dallas wins. And the biggest thing for Dallas, just got to get, they got it. I mean, I guess you just find somebody new every game. You just got to get that one other guy to contribute.
It's
got to
be the others.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to have that one other guy, because the run we had when I was with Dallas, Spencer was that third guy.
Yeah, Spencer was going crazy.
Spencer played really well and was really consistent. Like the game 7 against Phoenix, Luka had 30. JB had 30. Spencer had 30. Nobody else really fucking scored. So unless you just do it by committee. So we'll see how that goes. But
what about the East?
Oh, the East is a no-brainer. Miami, in my opinion.
This guy's going to die on the Miami Hill. I really do. I do like, I think Spo is top three coaches in the league. He always finds a way with that team. I just, maybe it's my offensive mind. I just wonder if there's enough offense on that Miami team.
I feel like they got more than they did last year.
Do they really?
You got Tyler Herro back and you just added Terry Rozier. And Hawkins Jr. You got to think, they were relying on scoring last year, and no offense, this is motherfucking good. Caleb Martin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
With Hawkins, I'm waiting to see him play in the playoffs. It's his rookie year.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see that. Terry Rozier, I'm waiting to see if I haven't watched a ton of Miami, but I'm really waiting to see if he can get fully comfortable and fully in a flow and a rhythm with Miami. Jimmy's been kind of up and down throughout this season a little bit.
I don't give a damn about the season with Jimmy.
Jimmy's kind of been up and down.
Jimmy and
Max, losing Max Strus and Kyle Lowry is huge, bro. Come playoff time.
I agree. All I say is Terry's been there before.
He has. He's been there before. Big time
at a young age.
As a
pup.
So you're going Miami. Who's not in the top four?
I'll read the teams to you. So, Magic, Sixers, Pacers, Heat, Bulls, and Hawks.
That's outside of the top four.
Yeah.
The problem is Embiid coming back.
Yeah. I mean, if he comes back.
I mean, that changes.
If Embiid comes back, then you have to go Philly. They just don't play defense, bro.
They play zero.
They don't play any defense. They
lick of defense.
Man, when you look at that, I mean, I might have to slide in that Miami Heat side.
I'm saying, man.
But to stay different, I'm going to hope that Embiid comes back and I'm going to go Philly.
Whatever, bro. You don't even believe that shit. Hey, listen, bro. That Miami Heat culture shit, that shit real. Mm-hmm. You got to be tough to win in the playoffs. And them motherfuckers is tough. They're going to find a way, bro. They're going to find a way. I can see them making a run. I wouldn't want to play them. The only thing is like, who's two right now?
Milwaukee, East. Aren't they?
They get that Cleveland bump early.
They the Cleveland one. I can see that.
And then you got to play Boston or Milwaukee. Hey, listen. Milwaukee, there's the psychological fact. Is that the right word?
That's right. SAT word, baby.
Yes, sir, my bud. Yeah. Hey, listen.
But graduated from UNC.
That's a real thing. That's a real thing. So I don't know if Milwaukee want to see them. I don't think Milwaukee wants to see them. Boston's more equipped because they got more now. I don't think Milwaukee wants to see them. Got the formula, bro. I'm telling you. I don't know what the hell it is, but they got that formula.
I don't know, bro. I feel like Milwaukee has the formula more to beat them than Boston does.
Hold on, wait. Who's the coach last year? Bud got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Bud was the coach last year.
When I was with Milwaukee,
I would say
we beat them 4-1.
Go ahead.
We beat Miami 4-1 when I was with Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But the year before that, Miami beat them.
You know what? I still think they can make a run. I don't know if they beat Milwaukee this year because of Doc. I don't think Bud makes adjustments. Maybe I'll take that back. I don't know. But I know defensively he keeps Brooke.
Yeah, game in, game out, there's not as many changes that would be made that I think Doc might make.
Yeah. What was the biggest thing with Milwaukee that I can't remember? Like, they take away threes?
No, they don't.
They don't take it. You can shoot a lot of threes.
They always have a low man.
Yes, they always have an early low man, and they give up the most threes. They always gave up the most threes in the league when Bud was the coach.
Yeah.
And that went into Miami's favor with Strus, exactly. Hero, Kyle, those guys, Kevin Love.
So do they have enough now?
I don't think that they would guard it the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that gives them a little more of an upper hand. So Dame makes a difference too. Yeah. Huge difference.
I would say he's a game changer.
Yeah, Dame makes a huge difference. Right now we have Phoenix, Dallas. Actually, I think it's Dallas, Phoenix, Lakers, Warriors. First of all, that'd be an insane play-in. That'd be most watched play-in ever. I mean, to have Luka,
those are legends.
KD, Steph, Bron, Jesus, that'd be insane. Yeah. No one's watching the Eastern Conference one.
No.
We just all focus on the league.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be in the movie room. but I'll tell you this. One of those teams is going to get out between Phoenix and I think the Kings end up being in the play-in. But going to play in Sac would be tough.
Sac rocks. Bro.
Rocking.
Sacramento. Yeah. They come to play.
Yeah. So that'll be tough. That'll be a legendary.
That would be wild. Man. So, ooh.
That'd be tough. I don't even know, bro.
So if that's the case, so it's one would play the. Phoenix Dallas.
LeBron and Steph are going to be playing 9-10.
Yeah, yeah. They're not making it.
Yeah, they're not making it no
further up.
That's going to be crazy.
Phoenix-Dallas playing game would be wild, bro. And you're going to take Dallas, aren't you? Yeah. From what I've seen in the regular season, I would probably have to take Dallas, too.
I'm thinking about the Lakers-Warriors game. The Warriors just beat them. No, I think the Warriors. Was it? Oh, okay. No, I think the Warriors won. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's been back and forth. That game is nuts, bro. That game's gonna be nuts. Damn. I'm interested. Actually, not. I want it to happen.
What?
I need that bump. I need that bump. I need a Phoenix Dallas. The only thing is, I don't want to see neither one of those. I don't want to see one of those teams out.
Not make it. Yeah, that's why you low-key want Dallas or Phoenix to bump up.
Yeah.
And then Sacramento to be that team so that's left out. Sac to lose.
Damn. Bump all Sac.
Shout out to my boy Fox, man. It's tough.
We fans. We fans of the game, man. We want to see the guys. We want to see TV,
man. Yeah, that's bro. All.
But hey, listen, that'll be one hell of a play-in. But what else we thinking? It'd be good. But hey, man, that's another episode of Running Race with my boy J-Jax. We're excited for the tournament. Hope the UFC boys tuned in and ready to go, ready to get this tournament started. And enjoy this moment, too. I'll tell you, all the teams, and just enjoy this time with your brothers. I would firmly say those runs in the tournament, even the year that we lost in the national championship, probably one of the most fun times I ever had in my life. time we won it, one of the most fun times I ever had in my life. And it's enjoy that with your brothers, enjoy that with your teammates and your coaches and the fans, and just embrace it all. I think it's one of the most fun times you have in your life. So enjoy it. And yeah, that's another episode. J-Jax, I appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Prize Peaks, I appreciate you. We out. Peace.